To download and listen to full episodes of TRF Radio, including tonight's show, be sure to check for the links in the description below. And for more TRF Radio, look no further than right here each and every Thursday. Today's presentation of TFE Radio is brought to you by Amazon's Audible.com service. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.com/TFE Radio. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. TFE is now available on Mixler.com for 1 hour every night starting between the hours of 10:30 and 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live. We stream past episodes of TFE Radio The Pilots, new release throwback and current episodes of TFE Radio, and all TFE audio content. So be sure to listen to us live every night for 1 hour starting between the hours of 10:30 and 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Mixler.com/TFE Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Can I get a light, please? What's up, y'all? This is Ed Lovell from Hot 97. How y'all doing, all right? Yo, chill out, chill out. Yo, hold on. This is my nigga Nas, and we both got one thing in common. We both represent Queens to the fullest, all right? Now, this brother was good enough to stop his show in the middle of this show, and I want everybody in here, everybody stand up on their feet first and foremost, please. No, don't make no noise. Every brother in here, please take your hat off. At 7:03 p.m. New York time, 4:03 p.m. Las Vegas time, Tupac Shakur passed away, y'all. Give me a moment of silence. Now, everybody out there that listen to Hot 97 probably heard about some beef Tupac got with Nas or whatever, with Mobb Deep, whatever. It takes a big motherfucker to stop the Miller hit, okay? So we can recognize a brother that was part of the hip-hop culture that passed away. I don't give a fuck what Tupac ever said on the record, no matter what, he didn't deserve to die that way. When the fuck are we gonna stop this bull and start loving one another? Don't believe the hype. It wasn't no East Coast, West Coast bullshit. It was some internal L.A. that took this brother out. Can we have a moment of silence for the memory of one of the greatest rappers that will ever live, Tupac Shakur? Now let my Nas do his thing. Y'all enjoy the rest of the show. God bless you and say a prayer for Tupac.
Complications from several bullet wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th. He was 25 years old. Shakur was shot 4 times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas in a car driven by Marion Suge Knight, the head of his label, Death Row Records. The shots were fired from a Cadillac that drove up alongside Knight's BMW, but police still have no leads on a suspect or motive. Tupac had been on a respirator in the hospital and had one lung removed. Here's a look back on a turbulent life and career cut short. Tupac Shakur's public life began when he joined the seminal Bay Area rap ensemble, Digital Underground. First as a tour dancer, then as a rapper.
Tupac, go ahead and rock.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground.
Tupac demonstrated his range as a performer when his first solo record, Tupacalypse Now, was on the charts at the same time as his critically acclaimed feature film debut in the violent coming-of-age drama Juice.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right! You gotta be ready to go down! Stand up and die for that shit like Blizzard did, if you want some juice.
While he maintained a thug image, Tupac was a man of contradictions, recording sentimental raps in support of black women, including Brenda's Got a Baby and Keep Your Head Up.
I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Because I was raised by a woman half my life and then thrown to the streets, it's like I got the woman side, then I got real rough, manly values like forestorming.
As Tupac's film credits grew with John Singleton's Poetic Justice, he faced the possibility of doing time for assaulting director Alan Hughes, who had dropped him from the cast of Menace to Society.
If I have to go to jail, I don't even want to be living. I want it to cease to exist for however long they have me there. And then when I come out, I'll be reborn. You know what I'm saying? I'll be taking less problems. And that my mind will be sharper and the venom will be more potent. You know what I'm saying? So they shouldn't send me there. They should really try to, it's like you don't throw more gasoline on the fire to put it out.
What followed was a cross-country tour of courtrooms and jailhouses, 10 days in a Michigan prison for assaulting a fellow rapper with a baseball bat, an arrest for allegedly shooting two off-duty Atlanta police officers, in which charges were eventually dropped, and sexual abuse, sodomy, and weapons charges in New York City. The day before he was convicted of sex abuse in New York, Tupac was shot 5 times in the lobby of a Times Square recording studio. The crime was officially classified as a robbery, and the police dropped their investigation when Tupac failed to cooperate.
That situation with me is like what comes around goes around. Karma, I believe in karma. I believe in all of that. I'm not worried about it. You know, they miss. I'm not worried about it unless they come back.
While serving his sentence for sexual abuse, Tupac's third solo release, Me Against the World, spent 4 weeks at number one.
It was a trip. Every time they say something bad to me, I go, that's all right. I got the number one record in the country.
After 8 months, Tupac's case was appealed, and death row head Suge Knight promptly bailed Tupac out of jail and took the opportunity to sign him to Death Row Records.
If you come to Death Row, you will see your art brought to a bigger plateau, and you will be paid one of these days, Death Row.
Tupac turned his troubles into a career that was bigger than ever. His double album Death Row debut, All Eyes on Me, sold more than 5 million copies, scored a number one single, and included tracks with new label mates Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre. With 3 years passed since Snoop's last solo release and the departure of Death Row co-founder Dr. Dre to start his own label, Tupac became Death Row's artistic centerpiece, as well as its biggest mouthpiece. Death Row and Tupac shared a common enemy, the New York-based Bad Boy Entertainment. Tupac had earlier implicated Bad Boy producer Sean Puffy Combs and star artist and notorious B.I.G. in his 1994 shooting.
Bad Boy Records. That's for Bad Boy Records. I love y'all.
But despite his taunts, Tupac realized danger could be around the corner. Back in New York City for this year's Video Music Awards, just 3 nights before he was shot in Las Vegas, Tupac surrounded himself with bodyguards and clutched a walkie-talkie throughout the evening as a security precaution.
We are businessmen. We are not animals. It's not like we're going to see them and rush them and jump on them. If they see us and they want drama, we're going to definitely bring it like only Death Row could bring it.
Once again, Tupac Shakur dead at the age of 25 of gunshot wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th in Las Vegas. Police still have no leads on suspect or motive. Shakur recently finished shooting the movie Gridlock, in which he plays a heroin addict. It's due out early next year.
Okay, my name is Tupac Shakur, and I attend Tampa Pine High School, and I'm 17 years old.
Okay. Do you like being
17? And it's like 17 is such a weird age. It's such a... in the middle age. You're not 18 yet, and you're older than 16. But I like it. It's nice. It's like a learning stage for me.
Do you wish you could be 18 and when you get some more rights?
Well, 18 will bring lots of responsibilities that I don't want, but it'll bring respect that I feel like that's the only way I can get it. You know, I try to be as mature as I can be and demand it wherever I can get it. But 18 is like... you're an adult. You like today when I had to sign the release form, I felt so bad because I couldn't sign it myself. I had to go and get my mother's and all that. But 18 is, it's just society's way of saying that you're ready. But 17, like I think I'm ready now, as ready as I'm going to be in this world. But so it's okay. I guess 17 is all right.
Do you think that you should be given more responsibilities or that you have much more value than adults place on you because of your age?
Well, the way that my mother brought me up is...
To download and listen to full episodes of Tear Free Radio, including tonight's show, be sure to check for the links in the description below. And for more Tear Free Radio, look no further than right here each and every Thursday.